Welcome to our extra spicy new podcast, Hot and Bothered, with me, Sarah Jane Dunn.
And me, Rhian Sugden.
This podcast is our exploration of all things to do with sex, gossip, and we'll be talking about all things taboo. All those things that you might feel a little bit uncomfortable to ask, we'll go there for you. And we will give you a bit of an insight into our lives as OnlyFans creators and all the fun that we are having along the way.
And we're so excited to be back for episode 2.
Yes, we are.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about fetishes and all the weird and wonderful things that you lovely folk are into.
Yeah, I mean, we get lots and lots of requests, lots of insights into fetishes. It's a fascinating topic, I think, so it's going to be fun to expand
especially
on it.
Especially this last week when I've been doing my research, some of the stuff that have come through.
Yeah, people are very willing to share.
The conversations that I've had this week have been fascinating, so I'm excited to get into this one.
Yeah, me too.
So at the start of every episode, we're going to be talking about what's got us hot and bothered this week. And Sarah, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll tell you my hot. So I booked a summer holiday.
Oh my God.
So excited.
Although I feel like you was away not that long ago.
All right. Don't make it not so exciting.
Not to kill your vibe, but I feel like you do
but
get
about
a bit.
But this is an actual like summer holiday. 2 weeks. We're going to Italy with Stan. I feel like it's been a long time since I've done like a long full on
switch off and
chill. Yeah, just like go and eat all the food and drink all the drink and not think about anything else. So super excited about that. What's your hot?
My hot is Bridgerton. I'm well late to the party on this.
I haven't watched it.
Oh my God, it's filth.
You will love filth.
It's good filth. And I'm still on season one and I think the sex is less in season two.
Oh.
But the season one, oh my God, I want to be dressed in like a Regency outfit, thrown
love
around the room.
Love a period drama.
Oh, me too. And reggae Jean Page. Do you know who I mean?
Yeah.
I've
seen pictures.
He can throw me around any day. So that's got me hot this week. Very hot.
Well, what's your bothered this week then?
My bothered this week is the fact that you've turned up to this podcast dressed as a rainbow and nicely tanned.
And you were going to wear a green top today, Rhian.
Yes. Yes, that's true, Sarah. But I didn't realise we were going all out and having tan on. And here I am.
I saw pictures of myself from the weekend looking like super pasty. And I just thought, I need to inject a bit of colour into my
life.
Yeah,
but there's a brief. Girl code. Look at us, sat here. We're like at two different ends of the spectrum. So
apologies.
That's got me quite bothered this
apologies.
Morning, to be
I can't
honest.
Wait to see what you turn up next week wearing.
Well, yeah, just you wait.
Well, my bothered this week was just people in general. Do you ever have it where you just hate everyone? Literally.
Weirdly, yes,
oh,
today.
It's when we went away for the weekend and it was a Thursday and all I wanted to do was punch everyone in the face in a really nice way. But no, actually not at all. People were just doing my head in. You know, but like anything. People could have just like said something really nice to me and it would have pissed me off. I just had one of those days.
Was you with your friends as well or...?
No, I was with John and I was with Stan and John knows me obviously very well.
So
and
he gives you
like,
a wide berth.
He was like, you need food and coffee, don't you? And I was like, yeah. And everyone's just get out of my way. So,
it's a full moon this week, so that might be why.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's blame it on the full moon. So let's get into fetishes. And I'm going to start and ask you a question because you've just told me something that I didn't know, right? So we've had like our little research chat about fetishes and we've done our research and then you've just thrown in something and I'm now like, what?
I just completely forgot to bring this up, which is really bizarre.
Which is bizarre,
yeah,
tell us. I
was speaking to my husband about it last night and he was like, please tell me you've mentioned that you've been to one of the largest fetish clubs in the world.
How did you forget that?
Well,
this is so important.
I feel like I've kind of blanked out part of my life, so... Yeah, I've been a few times, actually. I've been with friends and I've been with an ex-boyfriend. So it depends how far you want to...
I want to know everything. I've got so many questions.
Oh,
when
sure
did you...
I can voice everything.
You can just tell me. When so did you last go? When was it, like, how frequently?
It was with my ex-boyfriend. So it was about, 8 or 9 years ago
okay.
now. I'm not sure if I could take my husband there. I mean...
What happens in there?
So anything goes.
Do you have to be invited? Or can you just turn up?
You can't just turn up, it's ticket only, and there's a certain dress code. Basically, if you don't look like you're going to get stared at in the street, you're not allowed in. So you can't wear normal clothes.
So what did you wear?
PVC. I wore a PVC nurse's outfit.
Oh my gosh.
With a wig. completely unrecognizable. My ex-boyfriend went as Clockwork Orange.
I can't think of his name now.
But topless. And you go in and it's a free-for-all. There's like rooms where people are having sex and you can watch or you can get involved. There's people crawling around on the floor asking to lick your feet. You don't have to participate.
How do you sort of go, yeah, I want to do that, or no, I'm just here to sort of like take it all in and look? Or do you just decide when you're in there? Like, is there a code? Is there a safe word? I've got so many questions.
Well, I think there is a safe word, because when me and my boyfriend went, we kind of thought, right, we were quite early on, so we was like, should we just do what we want, or do we have a safe word, or yeah, shall we not do these things? Anyway, we both actually chickened out because we were planning on going there and getting fully involved with stuff, but when we got there we was like, no, too scared. But there's loads of different things. There's sections where people are like being hung up by their skin, like full on torture.
Oh my gosh.
There's honestly anything.
Is it like a huge place?
It's huge, and it's a secret location every month. I think it's every month. It might be every few months.
That is fascinating.
But we should go.
I'm just scared.
Don't have to participate. I
have a conversation with my husband. So me and Rian are just going to a torture club in London somewhere.
It's good. It's good to watch. Like, it would have been good to go before this episode to just see.
I feel like for research, maybe we need
exactly
to.
Exactly.
Does it feel sort of seedy in there, or?
No, like, it's very glam. It's very like.
Is it?
Yeah, like Dieter Von Teese.
Oh, I love Dieter Von Teese. Can I say, I met her once, right? And I saw her do a burlesque show in Manchester, and I was absolutely in awe of her. She's beautiful. She's so professional. She was just, everything about her was immaculate. And then I met her after and I proper fangirled, got a little picture
with
her.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Just amazing.
That's her kind of place.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
So it's good, yeah. And there's like a coffin that you can get in and people put their arms in.
This is just blowing my mind.
It's really good. So I can't believe I just like blanked that out of my memory.
Just casual, by the way.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's one of my fetishes. I mean, I love going. I love watching. I love people watching in general. I could sit in Costa and watch people. So imagine what it was like there.
Yeah, fascinating.
I wouldn't say that's one of my... I don't know what my fetish is. After reading people's fetishes, I need to up my game on the fetish front.
Yeah, I feel very, very boring. After reading, everyone's been very open. There was we've had tons of fetishes, like we say, sent in, haven't we? There was one that there's a girl. Well, actually, what's interesting is a lot of guys have sent fetishes in, haven't they? And it's predominantly men that seem to either have spoken up or are more into things. But I was interested in the fetishes that the girls have sent through, and there was one which caught my eye, which was she gets turned on watching her boyfriend having a wee, but specifically outside. If he has a wee outdoors, that's sort of like her turn on.
Like just walking the dog.
I don't. Just, if he's like
just peeing up
a
tree.
I
can probably see that one. Not that I like watching people wee, but I can see that. Well, can I see it? I don't know. It's just a bit naughty, isn't it? And getting caught. I guess that's...
Do you think that's it? It's a sort of element of...
I think it's the element of getting caught.
Of getting caught and it being a bit like, well, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, well, water sports is a big...
That's a big one that came through, didn't it?
People like the whole peeing on each other thing. Have you ever peed on anyone's own?
I haven't, no. It's each to their own, isn't it, with these things? I think it's fascinating. And I think there's a load of... I've had to Google everything, basically. All of these, like... terms and things that people have sent through.
Isn't there like 500 and something different fetishes?
Apparently so.
Like
that's what
furniture.
You said, wasn't it? Yeah. Furniture.
People are into furniture. People marry roller coasters. Have you seen them?
I've heard a lot of these, where people have got married to objects.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I mean, there can't be much conversation.
Maybe that's why they do it.
Maybe that's why they
like
it.
It's for a happy life. There's no arguments. You're practical.
What else is there? There's rubber gloves.
Yeah, rubber gloves.
Is that like the
gold.
doctor/dentist thing, do you think?
Possibly.
Because my dentist is fit. And
is it the rubber gloves?
I do like
that
him poking around in my mouth with rubber gloves on, to be fair. Not that he is fit. He used to be fit, but he's got older now.
Oh.
Sorry if you're listening. But yeah, I like the rubber gloves thing, but I don't necessarily want my husband to come in the bedroom and poke around in my mouth
No. With them. Is it? Do you think maybe it's the texture? It's the sound?
Maybe, because it's like squeaky PVC kind of thing, isn't it?
So. Yeah, because there's a lot of people into sort of the PVC latex. Yeah. Like I get a lot of requests on my OnlyFans for like that as a dress up as custom. So do you wear latex? Will you wear PVC?
See, I like rubber. But then again, maybe rubber gloves.
Rubber gloves.
But I like the rubber outfits. You know, like that you need proper talcum powder to squeeze yourself into. Yeah, you've got a, that's the type of stuff I would wear to the fetish club if I was to go again.
I'm going to, we need to discuss outfits if this is happening. Definitely. There was a few other really random ones that came through.
Girls puking?
Yeah, somebody sent in a message saying that the girls puking turns them on and they don't know why.
I'm
going
to drop in a secret here. I can't name who it is, but there's a celebrity that I know that likes to deep throat girls till they puke.
Oh my gosh.
That's never happened to me, FYI, but I just know that that is common knowledge around a circuit.
Maybe that's the control thing. Maybe that's part of that. That is making them sick. Yeah, that is gross.
And during my research purposes, God, my browser history. So I looked into this one, and people make the girls drink milk first.
Is this an actual thing?
And then they ram their dicks down the throat.
Until they're sick.
Until the milk like spews out like projectile.
That does not sound like fun kind of vibe for me. But I do. No, I'm not into that one.
Thank God.
That's no. And there've been so many. Belly buttons was one that someone was really into. And I know a lot of people get creeped out by belly buttons. I've never heard it the other way around where people are like, yeah, belly button does it for me.
But what is it? Like, I know we've done a lot of research, but I wish we had somebody on here to tell me what it was they like about belly buttons.
Yeah.
Like, do they want to stick their fingers in it? Do they want to lick? Are they just like looking at it?
The other one that we had was armpits.
Armpits, yeah. People like sticking their bits in armpits.
Do they though? Or is it the attraction of the shape of
the
armpit?
Well, one person said that they liked the smell.
Right. And pheromones.
Another one liked to put
stuff in
his
there.
Things in there, yeah.
I had a follower that said he once paid a girl to grow out her armpit hair because that was a turn on for
him.
That's
full pheromone, isn't it?
Yeah.
When the hair's on the grow. That's why some men like a lot of pubes. Big bush.
Oh, really?
The smell.
The pheromones. It goes back to caveman time, surely.
Yeah.
It's that sort of animalistic. Yeah.
Maybe we need to bring back the bush.
I've had laser treatment. I'd be struggling now.
That's not coming back anywhere, though. what else have we had? Feet. Feet is one of the most...
How do we even start with
so
feet?
So many requests for feet. And I feel bad recently because... I feel like I'm dipping in between two fetishes here, but some guys like to spoil women. That's kind of, we'll go into that on another episode, but there was one man on my OnlyFans that loves to buy me shoes. He's bought me a few pair of Louboutins in the past.
Happy days.
And I thought that was his thing, that he liked to spoil me. And I only found out this week that his fetish is actually feet.
Oh, no.
And there's me just lapping up the gifts.
Oh, and giving him nothing in return.
Giving him nothing in return.
Oh, bless.
Oh, it's awful. I'm so sorry about that because I know you'll be listening now. But you will get a few feet pictures.
Oh, there you go. In return. But I think feet is the most common one. That's the one that I get requested a lot on OnlyFans. And I'm quite happy to share pictures of my feet.
We've got nice feet.
I've got really nice feet. Yeah. Pay money for a nice pedicure.
Exactly.
And I'm quite happy to do that. And then on Instagram, when I put out the question to sort of say, you know, has anyone got fetishes, feet was the most common one, and it seems to be like actually quite normal. I mean, and I find it hard to sort of understand it, and so I asked a few followers, like, what is it about feet? And specifically, people like to see the soles of your feet, and I think that one is because it's a part of the body that isn't seen very often. It's quite secretive. Obviously, we're stood up, we're wearing shoes, so it's quite a private part of the body. The arch of the foot apparently is quite important. So the higher the arch, the sort of crease on the toes. This is like the responses
really?
That I've had. Shoe dangling. Have you ever done shoe dangling?
I haven't, but I've had a few requests, and I don't actually know what it is. Is it basically you just dangle a shoe off your toe?
So it's dangling your shoe off one of your toes, basically. So like a high-heeled shoe. And I researched into that, and apparently that is it's a sort of provocative way of saying, I'm happy to take my shoes off, therefore my feet will be naked, and then what happens next is the rest of me.
Wow.
So it's like a foreplay thing.
Did you know, a little random fact for you, that Christian Louboutin shoes were made with such high heels because it's to give the angle that a woman has when she has an orgasm in bed? And that's why people find high heels sexy, because it's the women feel sexier in high heels because it's the same position that when you have an orgasm, your foot
Your feet like sort of go into. That's really interesting. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's a lot of where the foot fetish comes from.
I am not into feet at all.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe
do
it's
it for
a
me.
Man thing, because girls' feet are attractive.
Yeah.
Men's feet are like
usually
eagle
not.
Claws.
Yeah, they don't normally like pay much attention
no,
to them,
I wouldn't
do they?
Want one of them rubbed up me.
No. And that was the other thing that I like about feet, isn't it? The rubbing of the penis with a foot. Again,
oh, really?
Is another thing that came through. Like, so
they
sort
do
of
actually like to have a bit of a foot job involved then?
Apparently so.
Wow, I wonder how that works.
I do not know.
I would not like to see that in action. I can't imagine. Like,
get yourself into all sorts of positions.
You've got to be flexible for that, surely.
You've got to have a good strong core for that one. Yeah. and we got a pretty gross one, which was fungal toenails. Someone likes?
No. Please, that's got to be a joke.
I'm really hoping that one was a joke.
That's a joke. Who wants a fungal toenail near them?
No. It's interesting, isn't it? And it seems to be the most common one. So what other fetishes did we have come
I've
in?
Got someone on my page who is slightly obsessed with buying my used bras. So he will buy me a bra if he likes the look of one, or if I've had one on in a picture, he'll be like, oh my God, I love that bra, can you send it me? And his thing is just collecting worn bras. Well, I don't think he wears them.
He just likes to have them because you've worn them.
Yes, or other girls, but I don't know what he does with them. I can fully imagine what he does with them, but I don't want to ask him.
I think we know what he does with them.
I don't. If I find out, then I'll be scared to send more, maybe.
Yeah, 100%.
But I mean, I can see the attraction with that. If they really fancy somebody or think someone's hot, and then they've got a piece of their underwear. But again, I don't want a piece of Jack Whitehall's underwear.
No.
Under my pillow.
It's interesting.
Jack Whitehall's my number one. He's on my list. Another thing we'll go into another episode.
Yeah, I know. We've got so much to get into.
But yeah, underwear. There's a lot of people that like worn underwear and tights. And
tights,
socks.
Stockings, yeah. Socks. I've got one follower that likes to buy used socks, basically.
Stinky socks.
He wants stinky socks, specifically.
Do you get your husband to wear them and then...
Yeah, because I've got like beautiful smelling feet. They smell like roses. They don't stink. And stockings, like you say, is another one. And I think the appeal is that they see you in that outfit, and then if they can buy that outfit off you
and sniff it
and have that picture of you wearing it, well, it's always clean. I always send clean.
Oh yeah, you've got. Well, I have to send my used warm bra. That's not clean.
Yeah, but it's different on your boobs, isn't it?
I don't
to
sweat
your
from my nipples, so it's fine.
You're not lactating. And it's called.
Which is another fetish.
Oh, yes.
Lactating. People like to buy women's breast milk online. So if any of us get pregnant, I'm going to start bottling up my milk.
Bottle it up. Yeah, get that out
there.
Sell
it for premium. Never mind this oat milk. Get some of my
breast. Is that what's in my coffee today?
That's what's making you claggy.
There was one follower that specifically liked... to pretend that he was being or to try and breastfeed off a woman as well. That was a fetish.
That's like into the whole mummy thing, isn't it? And
oh my gosh, we had quite a lot of that, didn't we?
I don't have any on my OnlyFans page, but I do on Instagram have a few adult babies. There was a documentary on about it not that long ago.
That's one of the things that I had to Google. ABDL.
Yeah.
Adult baby diaper lover, isn't it? Yeah.
So... I don't know. One guy messaged me and said that he just likes the fact that he wears a nappy and he can piss and shit himself in bed.
Oh, nice.
And his wife cleans it up.
Okay.
So she's clearly into it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's interesting. And some, just like you said, like to be breastfed.
Yeah.
And babied and crawl about, etc., etc. So there's different levels of it.
Yeah, there seems to be. I did see that documentary as well. I remember that. And I think... I wonder whether it's a sort of letting go of control, you know, because it seems to be sometimes like busy businessmen, do you know what I mean, that are sort of like,
well, none of us want to grow up, do we?
No. And so it's then giving up that, I'm trying to like make sense of these things and understand them, but maybe giving up that, the control, and letting someone else look after them and
literally baby them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
The comfort.
Yeah.
Someone actually did get in touch and he said that he liked a woman with big boobs to dress up as a nurse so that he could then be dressed as a baby and be breastfed by her.
Oh, interesting. Mm. By a nurse. Not even like a mummy outfit.
Not a mummy. He wanted it to be a nurse and he wanted to be, breastfed.
It is fascinating. I'd love to speak to people in real life and just go into depth.
Maybe that's what we do.
Maybe we get people and actually find out more about this.
Because
it's
a
whole other podcast.
Oh, God, yeah. 100%.
Just get people in.
It's so common, like fetishes, and this is people that are speaking out about it. You imagine the amount of people that actually
are too shy
or too scared or embarrassed or want to try stuff. Like a lot of people message me and sort of said, I'm intrigued. Let me know sort of the responses you get, because I want to know how to get into this, or I'm interested, or, you know, it's something I'd like to do, but I'm just too nervous to go. There was a girl actually that got in touch and she was like, I really hope that one day I meet a partner that will bring out this side of me. So interesting that she's like waiting for someone
to bring out her filthy side.
This side of her.
Do you have any fetishes that you'd like to share or turn on or anything?
When me and John got together and we had our first little place together, one of the things that actually I found a really big turn on was him putting up a shelf. I remember looking at him going,
wow, he can hold a hammer.
Whoa, he's good with that drill. Look at him, power. I think he even took a picture because I was like, I'm keeping this moment. But I think for me, that's more sort of like the control, the being taken care of.
Putting your shelves
up. Put a shelf up, but that's something that I can't do and I need someone to do that for me. And he did, and he took control and he was a man. And I think it's that. I think it's that sort of like, look after me, take control.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And we've had a few conversations off mic that we like to be thrown around a little bit. Like, none of this making love all the time.
No,
throw us around.
Like to be ragged about a bit.
Slam us against the wall. So is that a fetish, or is that just, that's probably just a turn on, isn't it?
I think that's just a turn on. I don't think that's a fetish, is it? Because it doesn't go to the sort of lengths of being a sub.
Yeah.
That would be, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, maybe, actually. Maybe we're a little
It's along those lines, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's because I'm very independent. I like to be in control of life, of what's going on, of being busy all the time.
Yeah.
So actually, in the bedroom, it's quite nice to let someone else take control.
Nice.
We had quite a few other women's fetishes. And I said, I think it's interesting to talk about women's fetishes.
I love hearing the women's fetishes.
Yeah, I almost think they're more interesting.
Because we get a lot of OnlyFans messages from men.
Yes.
It's nice to know what women are into as well.
And I think it's nice to encourage women to be open about these things. And
as long as you're not going to kill anyone.
Exactly. I don't think there's anything wrong with any of these, as long as it's all consensual and you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Although there is the ravishing one.
Yeah, so one girl got in touch and said that she, with her boyfriend, likes ravishment. And I had to Google this. So I think this is very much sort of like along the sub lines.
This is
again.
A niche one, isn't it?
It's quite niche. So she likes to essentially be... Oh God, it's really hard to even word this one, isn't it? To
raped.
Yeah, but consensually, obviously.
Consensually raped, yeah.
So they must have whatever, like boundaries and safe words and things like that. But she likes to almost be attacked by her partner.
I mean, at least it's consensual.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And there's got to be a safe word, like shouting out cauliflower when it gets too far. It must...
But that's a niche one, isn't it?
That is a niche. Or is it? Maybe people are just too shy.
Maybe people are too scared to say it.
Yeah, but I don't think I would be into... I don't know.
That's quite the extreme.
That is extreme.
That's quite there. And there were quite a lot of women as well that liked to have their throats held at climax.
Oh, I've got a few friends like that.
That like that, yeah.
So like a bit of strangulation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was quite a common one from women, which was interesting.
Hair pulling.
hair pulling.
I like a bit.
I like
of hair
a bit. If I was going to say, I like a bit of that. That's all right. Little bit of hair pull and a little bit of a spank. All them, they're all good things.
It's all coming out now. She's loosening up. She wants to be spanked. Yeah, what else could women be into?
I think we need to find out more. I think women need to give us more of these and be open.
Tell
us what you're into. Don't be shy. We've shared.
We've shared.
We're oversharing.
We'll share more. Maybe let us know and we'll try them and we'll let you know.
There were quite a few niche fetishes that came in. Yeah. Or again, we're saying they're niche, maybe they're not. But I have on Instagram for years a follower that has requested, or it doesn't request, it says, do I like being gunged in jeans? So it's very specific, not just being gunged.
It's very specific.
But that's jeans.
That's wham, isn't it? Wet and messy play.
Yes.
There's a few, like, they like gunge on naked skin, custard, slop. I'm guessing it's kind of spunk-like.
To look like
objects.
Spunk, it's got to be, hasn't
objects?
It?
Spunk-like liquids.
Yes. Consistency and, yeah.
I'm guessing that's what it is. I did actually reply to somebody who asked me about gunging and they didn't get back to me, so I don't know whether they think that they freaked me out a little bit, but I genuinely was curious to know what it is about green slime that you want all over my body. Maybe I'll do it if you tell me what it is.
There you go.
Me and Sarah will get some wet sheets
out.
Whoa,
don't get me involved in this. You're on your own with that one. And dick ratings is a big one on OnlyFans, isn't it? I don't do the dick ratings. I don't offer that.
Oh, just to be clear, I don't.
Like.
I also
so
don't.
So neither of us do that.
Rate the dicks.
Partly because, no offence, but I don't. I've got my husband's dick. I don't want to see a million other dicks. Like, I'm good with the one I've got. But also, I don't know how to.
How do you rate a dick?
I don't know what, like, do you go, well done, that's a nice
4
one.
4 out of 10.
Oh, that's dreadful. What is that? It's an innie.
Well,
do you know?
That's a mushroom. Is it the humiliation thing? Do they want to...
Or do they just want you to have seen their dick?
Well, this is what my husband said. He thinks that people will get off being like, oh, Sarah Jane Dunn's just...
Seen
eye to eye.
Yeah,
with
that's
peen.
What my husband thinks. It's the sort of getting off on the fact that you've seen it and that you've done that interaction and they like that, you know, you've commented on it.
But that's what's good about OnlyFans. I think we mentioned that last time. They blur out the picture.
Yeah, so we don't have to see.
And sometimes I'm like, I can't open that. Surely you've not sent me a dick picture. And they're like, oh my God, no, of course not.
Yeah, they sort of then get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't open any of the pictures.
So, yeah, dick ratings, that's an odd one for me because I don't know what they want. Do they want a number? 10 out of 10, mate. Well done.
Maybe we should ask someone that does do that on the platform and see how they respond. Another creator that does offer dick ratings.
I mean, if it's simply like a 6 out of 10 mark for
you're gonna start doing
$200,
it.
Then, I mean, maybe.
Dominatrix, pain, that was another one that came in. People like the pain aspect that, it, I guess, doesn't go with the humiliation really, does it? It's more of the...
Well,
like being bitten, being scratched, I guess hair pulling, that sort of.
The lady that set up our microphones this morning actually came in and gave us a little story about a group of girls called the Cock Crushers.
Yes.
So is that like, I think they just like stand on people's knobs.
Stand on the bits.
Pull the balls and kick them in the balls. And
people get off on
that.
Yeah.
And I actually find, this might just be a thing in a film that I've got in my head, but it's people with power that like that, like big CEO bosses.
Yeah.
They seem to be the...
Again, maybe it's that... That's
maybe it's the power thing. They
power
like
to, thing, somebody the, else being
yeah,
in
they
control.
Like to have it kicked out of them.
The other one that I get on OnlyFans that I don't do, this is not something I offer, but I get... and I had to Google it, what J-O-I is.
I had to Google it.
Yeah.
Somebody actually messaged me and said, do you do J-O-I? And I was like, sorry, what?
What is that?
What is that?
I don't know, do I?
For those listening, that is jerk off instructions.
Yes. So they want you to tell them what to do. And again, I think that is that.
It's quite self-explanatory, really. You don't need us to write it down.
No, but I think they want us to tell them because that is that sort of excitement of, oh, Rian told me what to do with
Rian's
my penis today.
Wiped me off over OnlyFans. Yeah. That's a common... I've actually had to put that in my status now that I don't offer JOI.
Oh, really? You were getting it that frequently?
It was that It was that popular, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. One of the Page Three girls does that now. That's her thing. She does JOI.
Surely you could just copy and paste it from your notes.
Oh, but I think she does videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
Each to their own.
Each to their own.
I'm not confident enough to do that anyway.
On that, the sort of embarrassment and the people that got in touch when we were asking about fetishes, I put out a poll saying, do you own it or do you not tell anyone? And 55% of people said that they own their turn-ons, they own their fetishes, you know, they're happy, they're confident with it. And 45% of people don't tell anyone. And that's just people that responded. Obviously, there'll be people there that didn't respond at all. A few people, sort of messaged and were like, oh, no. And I think actually those people, it makes me go, well, you clearly have got something and you're just a bit embarrassed to say it. But it's interesting how many people have something that, you know, they maybe...
Yeah, that they can't tell.
That they can't
tell. That's a bit sad, isn't it, really?
I think it is in this day and age. I think, you know, now that people are speaking much more openly about sex and about sexual turn-ons and empowerment. And I think it's important to do that in this day and age, to be like...
Well, we got one life.
Exactly. And, you know, sex is the most sort of basic of needs. Like, we all do it. It's the reason that we're all here. Like we said last week, it's sex sells. It's been sort of the...
It's one of the biggest sellers,
for the whole of time. Yeah. Like, and I think it's a shame that there are people that are going through life and not fulfilling their fantasies.
Oh, I'd be sad if my partner... I mean, I don't think Oliver, my husband, has got any... He likes to shave my legs.
Oh,
is that a
sweet
fetish?
One.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's not very sexy.
It's like taking care of you, though, isn't it? It's nice.
He likes to get in the bath, shave my legs.
How would you have that conversation with a partner, do you think? For people that maybe have got wants and needs, or...
Maybe, like, accidentally put it on YouTube and be like, oh my God, have you seen this? What do you think of this?
Just plant the seed.
Edge it in. Plant the seed.
Yeah.
I guess it depends how niche it is. If you're just going to spring on them that you want to finger their armpit, that might be a bit...
You might need a build up to that one.
Yeah, you're going
to explain
you're
why.
To build up the fascination. But I honestly don't know. Like, how would you...
I think if you're in... I guess it depends what the relationship is, doesn't it? If you're in, like, you know, we're obviously both married. I think we could have those conversations with our husbands to sort of go, oh, I quite like this. Or, I'd like to try that. Or...
Well, I guess it's interesting because previous boyfriends that I've had, we've done some stuff and I've thought, oh, yeah, quite like that. But then I've kind of owned it when I've gone on to the next relationship. So I've gone into the relationship being like, this is my thing.
I like this. Yeah.
Like... With previous boyfriends, we never used like sex toys in the bedroom. But with Oliver, I kind of straight away, I was like, this is what we do.
Yeah. I've got a thing.
So it's never really been a thing. Mm. So I'm not telling you lot out there to break up with your partners and move on and then own it. But I think life is much easier when you do.
Just speak honestly and openly.
Speak honestly and openly.
You know,
do what you want to do.
Yeah. And you want to be happy. And I think... You never know, you know, your partner might be feeling the same or have some things that they want to try, and it would be super exciting for you both to sort of go, yeah, okay, let's give it a go.
Let's do this. But yeah, as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Of course.
Don't go causing harm and blame it on us.
Okay, so it's time for our saucy secrets. Well, your saucy secrets, actually. But this confession is... sort of linked into what we've been talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I had a follower message me and she's got a high-powered, stressful job, you know, in control of everything. And basically was married with children and had a good sex life. But then she sort of had an attraction with someone at work, ended up having an affair and found out that she... like to be dominated, so that she was a sub and that was a massive turn on for her. She discussed sort of having threesomes and stuff with her husband in the past, and then the husband found out about the affair. But actually what she's found is that once they had the conversation about what she liked in the bedroom, it's made their sex life better. It's improved.
Oh, wow.
So I guess that sort of ties in with what we were saying about speaking openly to your partner about what
it is. I wonder
if
she
let slip
that she had an affair.
I don't know how that came about at all, but she really likes that sort of that aspect of the affair that she was being dominated. So she's clearly strayed because that was something that was attracted to her.
Wow.
I know.
So she's gone to see if the grass was greener. It was, and she's brought the seeds back.
She's brought the seeds back. But I think her point was that she's got so much control in her life and this stressful job and, you know, children and all of those things. And actually, what she found the biggest turn on was somebody else taking control
the power
and telling her what to do.
Yeah, I get
that. Yeah, and I think that's relatable, isn't it? I think it's that sort of, like what we were talking about earlier, it's having somebody else do that stuff for you.
Yeah.
You can sort of, that you can really switch off and not have to think about that aspect of your life, especially the sex is good as well.
Yeah, exactly. That always helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting that, that she's taken it back to her marriage as well, like you say.
Wow, what a fruitful...
Speak to your other half, see?
I had someone message me on my OnlyFans that he likes to watch his girlfriend give blowjobs to other men.
Oh, really?
And I got back to him and I was like, do you pick who
the
she's
going
to blow to? Give a blowy to? So it's just, they're out and about and if she likes the look of someone, then in she goes.
Really?
And he got off on that.
On watching her.
I don't know if I could do that.
No, I think that's where the sort of...
I think I...
There's I, boundaries, isn't there?
I'd
trust...
be too insecure, I think.
Yeah,
if I
same.
Saw Oliver
with
going
another
in
girl.
On another girl, I'd be very jealous.
Oh, gosh,
there'd be tears and tantrums and all kinds of stuff.
I think, you know, maybe that, like, in the moment it would be hot, but then I think I wouldn't be able to switch off from that after. That I would sort of have flashbacks to that all the time and be like, oh, yeah, he really enjoyed that.
Well, yeah, I guess it's when you're in the moment, isn't it? It might feel hot in the moment. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched porn and then afterwards you're like, oh, claim my history.
You feel guilty.
What have I just done?
Oh, my God.
Who am I? Can't look at myself.
A bad person.
Can't look at myself in the mirror. But when you're in the moment, it's, like, so hot. And after you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Maybe the sort of guilt, afterwards.
So
and, you know, with these things, are those, yours got, has there been drink involved? Like, you're sort of a bit looser, everything feels like it's
and then
fine
when
and dandy, and you sober up in the morning and go, what?
Uh-oh, what happened last night? Yeah, done that a few times.
Woo, there's some more stories we need.
So, I think that's it for this week. So, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, thank you.
We're getting a bit juicier as we go along.
Oh, there's so much more to come as well.
So, if you enjoyed this episode, please do leave us a review. Again, a nice one.
Yes.
And give us a follow. Follow? Give us a follow on your favourite podcast app.
Giz a follow.
Giz a follow.